हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योगम टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंदम। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। देवान् भाव्यायतनेन ते देवा भावयन्तु वाम् परश्वरं भावयन्तहं श्रीयपरं वाप्यतः। देवान् भावयतानेन ते देवा भावयन्तु वाम् परश्वरं भावयन्तहं श्रीयपरं वाप्यतः। Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, the founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Shila Prabhupada. The demigods, being pleased by sacrifice, will also please you, and thus, by a cooperation between men and demigod, prosperity will regain for all. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakayam Sakshuran Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutalin Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Naminim. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharinim Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashata Deshataranin Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Vadaram Bhakta Akyam Namami Bhakta Saktikam. यम ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुदैस्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यस्तवै वेदै सांकपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यम सामगम ध्यानावस्थित तद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम योगिनम यशन्तं नाविदो सुरा सुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 3 कर्मयोग टेक्स्ट नंबर 11। Many times people will ask, in other religion only one God, why in our Sanatana Dharma, now people are calling Hindu Dharma, but we are not the Hindu, our name is actually a Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means eternal Dharma. Our Dharma is a very very Purana, oldest of all the religion, is very very old Sanatana Dharma. Nowadays only people are calling Hindu, but we are not Hindu, Sanatana Dharma. So the people will be asking, why in Sanatana Dharma so many gods are there? Because so many gods are there, people are getting confused whom to worship. They don't know who is the Supreme Lord. Because if one God is there, no problem, they will worship very straight away. But we have so many gods, gods, demigods. People are does not know whom to worship. So answer to this question, we can understand, just like in a government department, there are so many divisions are there, like so many minister for the electricity, minister for the water, minister for the, so many are there, security, civil defense, so many divisions are there, so many ministers are taking care of the each and every department. Similarly, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, he is the king of all the demigods. So he is the king. He is like a, he, what he did to manage the universal affair, he created these demigods to take care of the all the universal welfare activity of the human being. For example, like a government is created, so many department to take care of the department. Krishna, to manage the universal affair, to manage the sun god, to manage the sunlight, he created one Surya Deva. To fire god, to produce a fire, he created a fire. And to earth, Bhumi Devi is there. And the water, Varuna is there. Air, Vayu Bhagavan is there. Vayu Deva is there. And like this, to manage the universal affair, the Supreme Lord is created as so many Devis and Devatas. That's why we should have the spiritual master who is perfect in the Shastra. Then he can tell who is the demigod, who is the Supreme God. So that's why Srila Prabhupada emphasized we should have the spiritual master who is pure in his activity, who is very, very clear in Shastra. Then such a guru, guru means he should not drink, or he should not have any association with a woman, or should not eat meat, or should not smoke or gambling. He should be like a swan. When the swan, like a spiritual master, is there, then he can impart the Vedic knowledge perfectly. Then we can understand who is the Supreme and who is demigods. So in this way, there are so many Devis and Devadas are there in Sanatana Dharma to take care of the material universe. But the God is one Supreme Personality Godhead, Sri Krishna, as declared in Bhagavad Gita and so many other scripture. So all these Devis and Devatas, exactly like a government departments are post. So similarly, every 5 years they change when the government is changed, the minister all will become, they will change. Similarly, all these Devis and Devatas are the post. Only thing, they are very, even human being can also become the Surya Dev. Because when one possesses the very good amount of the Punya, then he can become even Surya also. So sometimes when there is no qualified person, sometimes it happens when there is no qualified person to take care of this Devi and Devata's post, Krishna himself he take. One time he become the Surya Dev. That's why people they called Surya Narayana. Because during that time there is no qualified person, so Krishna himself, Narayana himself, he become the Surya Devata. That's why people they called Surya Narayana. Even sometime if there is no qualified personality, then Krishna himself become Brahma. So in this way, all these Devi and Devatas, they are the post to take care of the universal affair and welfare of all the peoples. So many times the demigods and the demons, they fight. Especially like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Hiranyaksha, they all fight with the demigods so much, with the Devis and Devatas, they fight like anything. When the fight is happen, immediately what they will do? All the Devis and Devatas and demigods, they pray to Lord Brahma. Then Lord Brahma will pray, they will take all the demigods, they will go to he will go and they will recite the Purusha Shutta. They will all assemble and recite the Purusha Shutta, glorifying the Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna. Then immediately Lord Krishna, that's why if you see, there are so many incarnation of Krishna is there, so many incarnation of Vishnu is there. We will not see any other, the God is incarnated this much time. Because whenever there is a problem, all these demigods and everybody, all Brahmaji is the head, and he will take all the people and he will go and pray. Om Purnam Purnamatam. Like this he pray to the Lord Vishnu and Krishna. Then immediately Lord Krishna or Vishnu, he will appear and he will tell, do like this, then I will incarnate, I will come to this material world and I'll solve your problem. In this way, so many incarnations are happen. So as Krishna in this sloka, it is explained, this is the, when we do the proper yajna to please the demigods, the demigods will provide everything, whatever the necessary for our life. It is like a cooperation between the demigods and the men. When we do perform the yajna, the demigods become satisfied, they will produce whatever we required. Nowadays, people are not performing the proper yajna, that's why we are suffering. Just like for example, when we take care of the cow gives the very wonderful milk. From the wonderful milk, the human being or utilizing. From the cow, we get cow urine and cow dung. From this, it is explained in Ayurveda that the cow urine and cow dung is having a very amazing medical purposes. So when we buy with, we don't need any big medical things. Only by cow urine and cow dung we can treat so many diseases. Does not require any big hospital. But only thing, we does not know how to use this cow urine and cow dung. Those days, there is the house all made of the cow dung only. Cow dung is very good. It is antiseptic. When somebody constantly associating with the cow dung and cow urine, they will not get any disease. It is guaranteed. If some agricultural people are there, if they are constantly taking care of the cow, they get the cow dung, we get wonderful aroma, smell, it goes inside and remove all the disease. The cow is very, very amazing. So nowadays people are cutting and eating, so we are suffering. So we should take care of the cow, because it is explained, whenever the cow is there, all auspiciousness will happen. It is all the devis and devatas are residing in cow. Even Lord Krishna used to worship the cow. The cow is one of the mother for us. So the cow gives the milk, we use it. And cow gives the urine, that also we use it for the medical purpose. And the cow dung, we are using for the agricultural. From the agricultural, the cow dung we are using for the agricultural. From the agricultural, wonderful crops are coming, the human beings are using. You see, this is all like a circle. So it is a cooperation between the cow and the demigods and everything. Then if the human being perform the yajna, then what will happen? From the yajna, we will get rain. From the rain, agricultural will grow very nicely. When the agricultural is going very nicely, then we will get a lot of the grains. From these grains, the human being can enjoy. So in this way, it is all like a cooperation between the nature and the men. Nature, between the nature, men and the demigods. When we have to do perform proper yajna, then only this circle will keep on moving very, very nicely. Just like for example, nowadays in India, this is a big problem. So people are burning this jallikattu, all these problems, because they wanted to stop this jallikattu, because they wanted to kill all the bulls. Because all our Indian bulls are very, very good, and all our Indian cows are very, very good. But nowadays the people, they wanted to kill all Indian cows and bulls. They wanted to bring their own cows. Because our Indian bull and Indian cow, it gives a very wonderful milk. But the foreign cows, they are not giving a milk, it is giving a poison. Because these people, what they did, to increase the litters, our Indian cows gives maximum 15 liter. It's very, very good. You know, if you keep on drinking the milk, our duration of life will be increased. Our finer tissue will be working very nicely. But these foreign cows, they are bringing, it gives 50 liter. Sometime I saw in YouTube, one cow is giving 100 liter milk. This cow cannot even move, because this bag is very, very big. He cannot move. It is a great trouble for the cow also. People are artificially, they increase to give them more milk. That's why these people, they increase the litter. They wanted to produce the disease through the cow. So when the people drink the milk, they will get the disease. When they get the disease, where they will go? They will go to medical shop. So the medical business will increase. So in this way, these foreign people, they are making us fool by fooling this and stopping this jallikattu. When the jallikattu is stopped, then nobody will take care of the bull. When nobody is taking care of the bull, then all our cow, they will put the injection. Nowadays, they found out that the injection, they can select, only female calf will come. When you put the injection, no male calf will come. Only the female calf will come. So in this way, people are troubling us. So it's all cooperation. When there is no bull, then the cow will stop. When the cow is gone, then finish our human society. So in this way, it is all dependent. It is all the cooperation between everything. Just like, for example, if we take the Brahmana, the duty of the Brahmana is to educate the people in Vedic system, in Vedic knowledge. Those days, the Brahmana, they will not work. Because all other people, the Brahmana, he will go and educate the people in spiritual knowledge. All other people, they will give whatever the Brahmana is required, everything they will give. But nowadays, Brahmana are started working because nobody is serving the Brahmana. Nobody is giving the grains or nobody giving the food what is required for the Brahmana. So Brahmana, what they are doing? They are going to the factory and working. So because the Brahmana is going to the factory and working, Brahmana is not teaching the Vedic knowledge. Because he is not teaching the Vedic knowledge, people does not know what to do, what not to do in their life. So it is a great struggle. For example, if we take the tree, we exhale carbon dioxide and take oxygen. Though the tree, it is a take the carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. This is the cooperation between the tree and the man. If you cut off all the tree, then we cannot breathe. We will not get the carbon, we will not get the oxygen, so we cannot breathe. So in this way, just like a government is there, when the people pay the tax, then the government can function properly and the government can, you know, give it back. Similarly, it is all cooperation. I have seen in the research, it is mentioned when the honeybee is there in the agricultural field, it produces the grain. It increases the crop. It is mentioned 30-40% it can increase the crop production. For example, if the rice field is there, in the 1 acre of rice, if it is giving 10 bags, just assumption, if the honeybee is there in the field, in the agricultural field, it can increase up to 15 bags. So the honeybee, it's increased the production of the crops. So in this way, the Lord is very amazingly created. So that's why when we do, it's all this, all this example is for the to show how it is a cooperation between one thing to another things. We are never independent. We are always dependent with other living entity. Similarly, we are dependent mainly with demigods and the Lord Vishnu. When we perform proper yajna, they will also very pleased. Just like when we take care of the cow gives everything whatever we required, like in the form of the milk, and we found then the form of the cow and the form of the urine and cow dung, all those things. Similarly, the devis and devatas, they are take care of this universal affair. They will be whatever we required, as Krishna explained in this shloka, everything they will provide, then we will not suffer anymore. Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained in this purport, when we perform yajna, our food will be purified. We will get all very good sanctified food. When the food, we get the purified food, then our life, food is the basic principle. When we eat contaminated food, nowadays people are going to the hotel and eating. This fellow does not know, this fellow mainly in the street side, all the dirty things, you know, from the air, it comes and fall on the food. The cook does not know he took a bath or not. This fellow, one side he is smoking, another side he is cooking. I don't know why people are going to the hotels. These people, they all characters are very, very bad. They are not cooking properly. Nowadays in the hotel, they are adding so many chemicals. When you go to hotel, they are giving the food such a way you will not eat. You know, even if you eat little, your stomach will become big. So in this way, they are adding so many chemicals nowadays. So I don't know why people are going to the hotel and suffering. So as Prabhupada mentioned here, when we perform yajna, we will get the purified food. When the purified food is there, our life will become purified. When the life is purified, then there is a finer tissue in our brain. That finer tissue will get purified. When that finer tissue is purified, then our memory will get purified. When the memory is purified, then people can understand what is the way for the liberation. He can think in the how to get liberated from this material world, then only he can think. So nowadays people are not thinking because this memory is not purified. There is a tissue in the brain, it is not purified, so people, they cannot think properly. So when everything is purified very nicely, then he will think what is the way for liberation. So then he will go back to the spiritual world. That's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, and the Krishna conscious movement is very, very important, because Krishna conscious movement in Hare Krishna movement in systematically teaching. Systematically, Srila Prabhupada is teaching very, very nicely. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport very nicely, Krishna is Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Sukritam Sarva Bhutanam Natvamam Santi Ruchyate. When we do perform Yajna, especially in this age of Kali, we have to perform the Hare Krishna Yajna, the Sankirtanam Yajna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we perform the Sankirtana Yajna, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Krishna is a Bhokta, the enjoyer. Whatever the Yajna performed, it all goes to the Lord Vishnu. Even though we may worship the demigods, ultimately all this result go to Vishnu. And the Vishnu only produce all the result. So in this way, it is like a cooperation between the Supreme Lord, demigods and the human being. When we worship them, when we do Yajna, whatever the necessities is, whatever the necessity, everything they will produce. When they produce, they can become, we can become very, very happy. Then we can think about the path of the liberation. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.